It's Saturday, the 1st of August. Hurrah! July has gone. The non-entity summer month. Where is July, I believe, in records? Why doesn't that surprise me? Yesterday we went to the car boot with another uncertain, dubious weather forecast, or I should say forecast, because we watch a few, and by 11:30 a.m. the heavens opened and soaked everything and us so sudden. It was almost as if July was going out with a bang and saying, yeah, you thought you were getting off light today, mate. And so the afternoon and evening continued with rain, off and on, rain, off and on. This morning though, I have to say it's quarter past 11. We decided not to go this morning, and this morning it's dry. Just now. Not to say it'll stay dry, it's dry just now. And bright, and dry, and bright. But who knows? Some massive clouds kicking about. I would decide to lie in bed and sleep instead. I'm waking up with a fresh head, not one like lead. Probably hear the grass cutters in the park. I'm probably trying to get it cut before more rain comes. But at least the 1st of August has arrived. Up until now, dry. So a long lie in bed this morning. And I think we both bad need it. In fact, it was a real struggle to get out of bed just after 10 this morning. A real struggle. It's very windy this morning. I've had to put wind protection on my lugs, my mates. It's much more windier than it may come across. It's a cold wind. I'm feeling okay this morning. As my usual battle of thoughts and moods in the around the shower time period. So, I guess it's become pretty much part of the routine, like the physical routine of physical routine of getting up and doing your ablutions and having your cereal, a tea or coffee, and then a shower. And that period from when you first get out of bed is all a routine. Normally, if you're at home, it's a routine, of course. And I think, I'm sure, that the brain, at least my brain, goes through similar routines. Trigger points. That's it. Trigger points. As soon as you step into the shower room, It's like trip switch flicks in the brain. Right, this is the period where you get lost in space, where all the wee gremlins come out to annoy you while you're getting washed and shaved. And then you're handed a lovely hot cup of tea by your beautiful assistant wife. And that switches off that mood and puts you into a different zone. It's all zones, isn't it? All zones. Mr. Blackbird survived with a horrible looking big grub in his beak. Destined for the gullet of a greedy fledgling. Oh, that wind, so soft, and it's blowing the acoustics of the lawnmower, the grass cutter. I had to have a wee chuckle. I was obviously deposited the goods. It's come onto the tree next to me. This is a tactic, you see. Get close to them, pull a lot of funny faces, keep staring at them, and you're going bingy grub. Yeah, you've got me well trained. A give in. A surrender. I had to chuckle yesterday. He's come right down to my feet now. That's the closest he's ever been. Now he's going to the back doorstep, up one, up two. Listen, I am not lying, by the way. I wish you could see this. It's now back down the steps. He went right up to the back door, turned around, come back down the steps, and now she's arrived. She does look terrible. You know those old mink coats that you see hanging up in a charity shop where they went grey and dowdy? Well, that's what she looks like. Poor wee Scunner. He's in one of the bins and he's cocking his head left and right. Now he's flipping. He's flying between the dustbin and the hanging bird feeder, the table one. And so is she. This is just incredible. This is if they say, come on, it's empty. Put something in it. Well, you see what nature does. It's just put a big smile on my face and cheered me up the end. She's come right out of her feet as she stared at me. It's there. Give me a break. No, she shouldn't give me a break fast. Ah, dear love. Anyway, getting back to the chuckle yesterday, watching a weather forecast, this guy was showing us the whole of UK and Europe. And this massive, like, dark, dark, reddy orange colour right across the Mediterranean countries in Spain and Italy and etc. etc. And it's this massive high is heading towards the UK. And I went, wow, this is going to be good. And then he stood back to reveal a massive low in the Atlantic and said, but this powerful low section here is going to deflect to deflect that high way off to the east towards some other place. In other words, we weren't going to get it. Oh, I almost swore at him. I did actually swear at him mentally. Yeah. And then I had a wee chuckle. Because I thought, how surreal and... surreal is probably not even the right word. How apt how apt that was. That this beautiful weather was trying to get up here to us, and this dirty low was kicking it off before it even got into the park. Oh my god. Anyway, I'll get us going. Let's go and feed the hungry wains. Would some granola do? You happy with granola and fruit? Yep. Okay. Granola and fruit it is.